first place in the World's 50 Best Restaurant Awards in 2016. It was the first Italian restaurant in history to reach the top of the list. Back in the kitchen, Pino and I picked up another signature dish, bollito non bollito, quite literally, boiled meats not boiled. Bollito misto is a classic northern Italian stew largely composed of boiled meat. Traditionally, the dish consists of various parts of the cow, such as the tongue and other offcuts, served with the broth and a salsa verde, or green sauce, and sometimes a few other piquant condiments. Although the dish is comforting on a winter day, it is not very pleasing to the eye, and the process of boiling the meat strips it of its flavor and color. Yet this is simply how the dish is done. Italian cooking follows an extremely stringent set of rules. Short pasta goes with meat sauces, while long pasta goes with seafood sauces. Time-honored recipes are not to be polluted with substitutions. From cooking and folk dances to festivals celebrating saints, and a day off for La Befana, a night in January when a good witch on a broomstick delivers candy, Italian culture cherishes its traditions. Massimo Bottura, the owner and chef behind Osteria Francescana, wanted to challenge the traditional way bollito misto is cooked. After much experimentation with his team, Bottura discovered that the taste and texture of the meat were far superior if he used sous vide, a cooking technique where food is placed in a vacuum-sealed plastic pouch and immersed in heated water to be cooked at a precise, consistent temperature for hours. In bollito non bollito, 6 different cuts of meat are cooked sous vide and then shaped into cubes. Each block is then placed on the plate in a line, alongside a second line of bright green parsley, smoked red and yellow gelatin made with peppers, a few capers and anchovies, onion marmalade, and some apple mustard. The dish, I learn, is inspired by New York City, where Bottura worked when he was a young man. In a nod to Central Park, the meat cubes rise like little skyscrapers above green foam trees, and the red and yellow gelatin makes a lawn with little anchovy people mingling on it. Bollito non bollito leaves you speechless. The cubes melt in your mouth like anxiety after a first kiss, bursting with waves of intense flavor, meaty, fatty, and sumptuous, yet buffeted by the light herbaceous foam and the gelatin. 2 orders of bollito non bollito for table 8 were ready in the kitchen. I carefully adjusted my plate until it matched Pino's, watching for his approval. I followed him out of the kitchen, matching his movements and taking care to protect the delicate dish. What was I, a Harvard Business School professor, doing in the heart of Italy's Emilia-Romagna, serving food in one of the world's top restaurants? I was as surprised as anyone to have ended up there. But I had written 2 Harvard Business School case studies of fast food chains, and I decided that it would be interesting to see how restaurants work at the other end of the spectrum. I contacted Bottura, and he told me that to understand his business, I would have to spend a full day in the kitchen and another in the dining room. No problem, I told him. On-site visits are a typical part of HBS case studies. Plus, being a native Italian, I always take any excuse I can to visit Italy. I showed up early on the morning of my first day. As I entered one of the restaurant's 3 dining rooms, I saw a tall man chatting with the staff. Giuseppe Palmieri, the restaurant's longtime maitre d', called il direttore at the osteria, and sommelier. Seeing a new face, he welcomed me with a smile. Everyone calls him Beppe. Beppe introduced me to Pino, who was apparently going to try to keep me out of trouble. Just a few minutes later, I was polishing dishes and glasses with Pino. Next, we took care of the silverware, and then the mise en place, getting the tables ready. A few other activities followed, including checking that there were flowers in all the appropriate places and helping to set the table for the staff meal. As we prepared for our first customers at noon, it dawned on me that Bottura planned to have me do everything, including serve customers, during my time there. I had worked in various low-key restaurants in Italy and the UK when I was younger, but Bottura did not know this. Putting a novice out in the dining room of a top restaurant, my hands trembling as I placed dishes on the table, seemed a rather